Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. No, not yet. Not yet. Coming up on this week's show. In a minute. Honestly, ice cream sandwich, anyone? Google announces the next version of Android and the first Chromebook is unveiled. Microsoft swallows Skype and PlayStation Network still down. And, spoiler alert, find out what we made of this week's apprentice.
Your next task is all about technology. Something which I know a thing or two about.
The Anstrad emailer says no. All that and more with my co-host, the lovely Ree Morgan, and the man who eats Alan Sugar for breakfast, allegedly. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello.
Welcome. How are we all doing?
Hello. Good. All right, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, good.
Summer's here.
We've been in training for the past 2 days.
Yeah, when you say in training, that sounds like maybe you've been working out a little Rocky style montage.
Well, that was playing in my head throughout the two training days.
We've been writing things on post-it notes.
We've been having meetings about how to have a meeting.
Excellent. Okay.
It's great. It's very fulfilling.
Have you been trying to get from one side of the room to the other with just 3 chairs and a plank of wood?
No, to get from one side of the room to the other with a load of post-it notes in order
and
to put them up on the other wall.
And the man who trained us had to go to Japan to discover this way of training.
Wow.
The post-it note, the mystical way of the post-it. Although we weren't using post-it notes because they're that's a copyright thing. We were using something called something like removable
post-it notes are 3M
notes or something.
3M.
Yeah. That's down the road for me.
Yeah, well, 3M came up with the adhesive, you see, that makes post-it notes.
The reusable adhesive. Mm. Yeah.
3M.
I bet it was one of those situations where they came up with it and they went, oh, this glue's rubbish. Look, I can plonk it on, then it just peels straight off as soon as I pick it up. You know, and then some little bright spark.
It sat around for 6 years, and then somebody was like, hey, I thought of something we could do with that glue.
That rubbish glue we made.
And then they went to the store cupboard to get it out. It's like, oh, it's gone all hard.
We could use it as a pit stick.
Yes.
See? This is how ideas develop. Anyway, enough of glue.
This is what people listen to this podcast for.
Yeah. Duncan, a précis of your week, if you please.
Yeah, well, The Apprentice, obviously, technology on
Apprentice. Hold on. Carry on.
You're not supposed to play the bloody theme tune yet. You played the bloody theme tune too bloody early.
Sorry.
That was more like young Michael Caine, but...
Yeah, wasn't it?
What was I talking about? I don't like that technology is now really, really mainstream. Like the Metro keeps on having front page news. The Metro is like a newspaper that we have in London.
Outside
of London.
You have it in Manchester as well, don't you worry.
And Cardiff.
There you go.
Well, for everyone outside of Manchester, London and Cardiff.
I'm sure other cities, we just can't vouch for them. They had TwitPic on their front page, didn't they?
And Facebook today.
And Facebook, eh?
But the Metro always covers it in a really negative way. I mean, I know obviously bad news is always what goes on the front page. Mm-hmm. But it's like a sort of new strand of Ludditism, because well, the rest of us, less cynical people like myself, we embrace technology and all the joys it can bring. Mm. On the Metro, it's always like, oh, Sony's lost all your credit card details, or Facebook are a bunch of bastards, or like, is your privacy being ruined by such and such, and you know, is MySpace full of paedophiles? It's
games
all like that.
Bad for your health.
You know, let's have some good news about technology.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought. During the week. And then, to be honest, I saw The Apprentice and got a really... I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing working in this industry? But we'll talk about that later.
Yes,
especially when we saw the people at the conference. I was like...
That was like... I mean...
That's your industry, guys. Yeah.
It was like they'd gone and rounded up all the most kind of slack-jawed people they could find, given them all Iron Maiden T-shirts and said, can you go into this big room and pretend you're at some kind of tech conference?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Brilliant.
There will be a woman there.
Yeah, free donuts.
With leather gloves.
With the long gloves.
What were they about?
Strange. This week saw the annual I.O. input-output event in San Francisco, where Google unveils its latest wares to the world. Let's unwrap some, shall we?
Let's unwrap some Google.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Chrome and Samsung.
Yeah, the Samsung,
yeah, the Samsung
thingy
Chromebook.
Series. Chromebook.
Series 5, the N570.
That's it.
I believe is the catchy title.
I had a look at it yesterday. I saw it yesterday.
Is it? Because you brought us one. That was kind of just like a...
That was
like a mock-up.
It wasn't a prototype. It was like their Google's own
it's
like
their
dummy
kind of
laptop.
Reference model. So
and
this is the actual
the
thing
Samsung
that's going
one
into the shops.
Yesterday is the one they saw yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was on ITV News at 10.
Oh, really?
So Chris Choi can show it to me. it's really nice. It's really very, very Samsung, sleek. The keyboard's really nice. It's fast.
It's 20 millimeters thick. Yes. And only weighs 1.45 kilograms, which is pretty light.
It was ridiculously light, to be honest. It had good ports on it. I think it had...
Good ports.
Good ports.
gave good ports.
It gave good ports. Two USB ports.
So same as the Air.
Yeah.
A 4-in-1 card reader.
Does that mean, is it actually just an SD card slot, but it'll also take MMC, micro SD with an adapter, and some other format that's exactly the same as SD but called something else?
I'll be honest, I didn't look that closely at the 4-in-1 reader.
Once again, I'm now questioning my choice of career. It's the most boring sentence anyone has ever said to me.
Well, it's because you always get those 22-in-1 card readers, and it's because it takes Memory Stick, Memory Stick Pro, Memory Stick Pro Duo.
Don't repeat the sentence again.
No, I'm going on to another card format now.
Those memory card readers,
They lie. Go on then.
What's micro SD? It's just like small SD, isn't it? I mean, what's all that about? What's that all about?
It's got 3G, and it doesn't cost that much to upgrade, unlike a certain iPad.
Exactly.
Another
a certain iPad.
Yeah, so you can have
well, there's only two of them.
Just the one.
How much is it?
Oh, there you go. 349 in Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
399 in 3G.
Which is quite good.
Well, it is, except you can get a netbook for a lot less than that.
But it feels
Samsung's
like, do you remember the NX10? I think the Samsung. It's like it's a bit bigger than that, big studio, but it's got that nice keyboard that was on the NX10. And
how big is the screen? 12.1 inches. So it's on the kind of, you'd call that a small laptop or a rather large netbook.
Yeah.
Or you'd call it maybe something else, Colin.
Let's just maybe just make it. I think they're calling it a Chromebook.
Yeah.
Five hours battery, which is nice. That's 5 hours of video watching. So, you know, probably lasts longer than that if you're not.
But
being
I was
that
thinking,
intensive.
If you get the Wi-Fi only one, right?
Yeah.
You can't watch videos. So if you got a video on a USB and you weren't in a Wi-Fi zone, you couldn't watch that video, could you? On the train.
Well, hold on, doesn't it cache some of the apps? Can't you?
You have to be online. Yeah, you've got to be connected.
That's
the
just
whole
useless.
Time.
No, really? that can't be right, surely.
You must be able to cache some of those apps.
Because it's got a 16 gigabyte hard drive.
Yeah.
Or solid state drive, indeed. Ooh, fancy. So what's the point of that? That must be for...
You couldn't save... You can save anything.
So things like Google Docs and, I don't know, some online movie player or whatever, you really have to be connected to the internet.
That just won't work. That's what I think. Because there's no way.
This is ripe for what we got wrong.
There's a lot here. I asked it as a question. I didn't state it as fact,
If there's a 16 gig drive on it, you must be able to save something. And surely that must include documents and video. Surely, in the name of God,
it's not the documents and video aren't on there. It's the software to play them. Because it relies on the cloud for a lot of its software. So can you save apps? This is something crucial I feel we need to find out properly for next week. So let's move swiftly on.
We could always have found it out for this week.
No, ridiculous. It's out on...
I don't know, Googling it or something, but...
It's out on the 24th of June. We'll find out before then. We'll find out well before then. Right, Music Beta by Google, the catchy title for Google's new music service. This is taking on Amazon's Cloud Player.
Yeah.
And doing
a
much better job. It would seem, because you can up... The problem is, Google wanted this to be some kind of innovative way of listening to music whereby the music providers would stick all the music on there and you could just listen to it from the cloud.
Yes, that's a brilliant idea. I had that idea and I thought of saying that, and I thought I might call that something like Spotify or something when I had that brilliant and original
idea.
Yeah,
it's a bit like that.
Google have just had.
Yeah, but instead, you can't do that. You've got to upload your own tracks to the cloud, up to 20,000 of them, which is quite a lot. How long it would take you to upload 20,000 tracks to the cloud, I'm not sure.
A bloody long time.
Or whether indeed you have to upload them, or it just goes, okay, you've got that track, you can now listen to it.
I imagine it would work like that.
I hope that's a much more sensible system. But, so you've uploaded all your music selection, you can then listen to it, you know...
Anywhere there's quite fast Wi-Fi.
Why would you want that?
But, you've got... I'll run you through the features.
Okay.
So it's got intelligent mixes, which is nice. So you put in a song you like and it'll find you others. Or you can put in, I think, up to 15 songs you like and it'll come up with a playlist on that basis. This is rather crucial. The songs can be cached locally.
You keep saying cached as if that's a word. Surely it's cached, isn't it?
I thought it was cached.
I go with what we got wrong is cached. But, cached.
Cache was like a member of the So Solid crew. And I know that because I once interviewed the So Solid crew.
Excellent. They're going to be cashed.
He looks after the songs.
Always say cashed. That's
terrible. Well, they were musical.
I bet for years people have wondered what on earth I've been banging on about. Anyway, okay.
I know.
So
you must get that a lot.
It's quite often. The website cached.
Everyone's just being polite. Did he just say cache again? Yeah, he did. He does that. Let's just ignore it.
Ignore him. So it can be cached, cached, whatever you want. Locally. So you can once they're in the cloud, if you're about to head to the tube, I can't get through this tube journey without Madonna, then you can download that.
Well, some kind of modern pop artist such as Madonna or the So Solid Crew.
Perhaps.
That, again, that's another brilliant feature that would work really well in the mobile version of Spotify. Oh, it is in the mobile version.
There we are.
Oh,
so what you're saying is basically Google's invented
this,
Spotify.
Is this free? Yeah.
Is there no limit to the
this, however,
inventiveness?
Is, yeah, this is free at the moment.
But it does still have...
It's free and beta.
It does still have a maximum amount of hours you can listen to, right?
No, it's your music. You can listen to it as long as you like.
Oh, yeah, that's the...
That's the thing. Right,
see,
okay.
that's the clincher. That's what makes it different.
I thought that was me being shit, but why would I do that? Why not carry my iPod around?
Well, that's the alternative, yes.
Because that's old-fashioned, and you should be doing things from the cloud.
The cloud.
Because the cloud is the future.
Cloud.
Carrying stuff around with you, that's like old hat. Yeah. Forget that.
I still have to carry the thing for me to listen to the cloud.
Your vision is so limited, really. It's like, I bet you're still carrying around a handbag, aren't you?
I can't just put my earphones to the air and plug into the
cloud. Well, Google's working on that.
No, it's like, no, because I used to carry around a bag, but now I just hire a helicopter to hover above me at all times to drop stuff as I require it, a wallet.
That's what Prince William was doing when he went off in his Aston Martin.
So it was a series of things suspended on helium balloons throughout London, everywhere I go in London.
Yeah, excellent. Anyway, let's
move on. I just shoot them down with an air rifle.
Google ice cream sandwich.
Yes, please.
Not Sunday.
What's an ice cream sandwich?
That's do you not know what they are?
Between two wafers.
Yeah, they're sort of like soggy, soggy biscuit. That's not right. It's kind of, yeah.
They're wafers. What are you getting at 99?
In America, it's more
of
like you can buy them here as well. It's like a sort of a biscuit, two biscuits, and in the middle is ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I have. They used to sell those at the Mr. Whippy.
You can get them here. I rather like them.
Around my way.
Yeah, yeah. They're better than a choc ice, I say.
Why didn't they just call it ice cream?
Because it's a sandwich.
They've added sandwich for no good reason. Like ice cream is still a dessert.
It has to be a cake, doesn't it? It's got to be some kind of cakeish thing.
Like gingerbread.
Exactly.
The gingerbread cake
that we all know
and love.
What's honeycomb then?
Yeah, honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Cake.
That's okay. All right. Biscuit/cake. Honeycomb is the stuff that's in the middle of a crunchy.
Yeah, but why can't it just be like ice cream then?
Because that's not a cake or baked. It's not a baked product.
You can have a baked Alaska.
I'm not impressed with any of this stuff Google's launching. It's all either nicked from Spotify or has a stupid name.
Now we've got over the name. Google is saying it's their own most ambitious launch yet. It's basically honeycomb on a phone.
No, it's ice cream sandwich on a phone.
But they couldn't put honeycomb on a phone, so they called it ice cream sandwich. But yeah, it's got the holographic user interface, the new app launcher, interactive home screen widgets, multitask bar. It's honeycomb.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just not as we know it.
Hey, you didn't read out this excellent quote from about the music service.
I can if you want, from Jamie Rosenberg.
Like this. But can you read it out in a really sort of...
Some sort of
peevish, nerdy voice.
A couple of the major labels were less focused on the innovative vision that we put forward and more interested in an unreasonable and unsustainable set of business terms.
I think that means they wanted to charge for it.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
to put, take that strangely, out of Google speak and into
strangely,
English.
Strangely, as a business, they wanted to make money.
Yeah.
I find that ridiculous. And Jamie Rosenberg, you have my full support.
Can you imagine if somebody turned up at, your business, wherever it was, it's like, we'd like to give away all your stuff for free because that's like our vision.
It's so totally innovative. We'd like to put it in a cloud and it could be free.
You'd be like, I'm not sure I think that's such a great idea, Mr. Yeah. Rosenberg.
I'm not sure I'm going to go with that.
You guys, you come in here, you sit here in your suits.
You're living in the past.
You're like dinosaurs.
We've no idea if Jamie Rosenberg speaks anything like this.
I imagine he does.
Back to ice cream sandwich. So a new API, that's always exciting.
I'd get very excited by APIs.
Yeah, it's so that people can develop for tablets and phones very easily, which is nice.
Across platform.
We've got the cloud.
Cloud, there it is again. Cloud.
Movies from Android Market, which is nice.
Do they come from the cloud?
I imagine some sort of cloud based. Yeah.
Cloud.
If they don't, I'm not interested.
Yeah. Again, it's not like it's anything new. It just makes it a lot easier if it's all tied into Marketplace, isn't it?
I think that's a brilliant idea. That's like Apple should do that on the iPhone.
Oh, wait a minute.
But did Google ever have an original idea? Well, oh, they do, because...
Well, this isn't original either, because they've nicked it from Microsoft, haven't they? They're going to have that built into the phone software that can track your hands.
No, I read it tracks your face.
Yeah, face and hands.
You can control it by pulling faces.
Yeah.
Because it's tracking where your eyes, nose and mouth are. So by raising an eyebrow, Roger Moore style, you could open your contacts. And if you sort of grimace like that, it'll turn on your music player or whatever.
That's fun, but why would I do that? Why?
Oh, Ree, you're so behind. I can't believe
you. You don't want to sit on the tube pulling stupid faces
you don't even
and
belong,
getting all your stuff out the cloud.
You don't even belong on this podcast anymore.
Yeah, honestly, you've changed.
God.
Jesus. You wouldn't have questioned that 12 months ago. Near-field communications is shoe into every new feature
but
phone
with interesting stroke pointless new feature.
Go on.
Which is zero touch exchange of things,
right?
No, so you know, you've got that thing, that app Bump, where you touch two phones, or like you might transfer things by saying I want to send such and such
like
over
put
Bluetooth.
In something over
well
that.
This now allows you to share contacts, I don't know, information over without pressing anything, which you think, well, that's quite clever and useful, and then you think, no, hang on. So what? That means they're just out there, and anyone who comes anywhere near me with this type of phone can just get it. That doesn't seem like a great idea.
Presumably, you decide who you
I'm
want
not
to share.
Sure.
Share
yeah, it with. Surely you have to touch something.
That's too much labor saving. That's like, no, I want there to be some labor here because if your phone just came unlocked in your pocket or whatever,
but
then anyone could suddenly access. Well, I don't know what
maybe
access.
Maybe
I don't know what the.
Yeah,
maybe you want people to have this, so you would set it so that it would do that. I'm sure it's a feature. It's not. No.
But who would activate that?
What would you want to be sharing?
I don't know. Yeah. Your,
just who you are.
Your
biogs or something.
Yeah. Your about me page.
Oh, because you clearly can't speak.
Just communicate
again,
from your pocket.
The cynicism, I don't know where it's come from, but, next week, just check it in the closet, okay?
Fine.
It in the cloud.
Yeah, leave it. Don't download that from the cloud next week. Plenty more where that came from. I don't think we really said anything there. Plenty more where that came from. Here is the news. Yeah, it's continuing with Google, the head of Android. What a head. I give you head of Android. Eye of Newt. Andy Rubin has confirmed that there will be a Nexus 3. We'll make an announcement at some point in the future, he said, adding, there's always going to be new ones coming out in the market. So that's 4, 5, 6 lined up already then. Bit of an exclusive from T3.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you for that, from the head of Android. Meanwhile, the Android Army's march carries on. Google has now activated more than 100 million Android devices since launch, with 400,000 additional activating a day. Did you swear then?
I went, shh.
All right. Android Marketplace is also forecast to overtake Apple's App Store later in the year.
Wow. Good news for 3DS owners. EA Sports has announced that FIFA 12 will be coming to the handheld, promising new touch controls for the glasses-free 3D console. Fans can look forward to the standard 11 versus 11 action, as well as some 5-a-side. Oh, 3D street football when it lands in the autumn.
Bad news for PS3 owners. Sony has confirmed that it's working towards a 31st of May relaunch date for the PlayStation Network. It missed its initial deadline of partially restoring the service by the end of last week, saying we won't restore the services until we can test the system's strength.
Right. Microsoft has bagged Skype, the not-so-free anymore calling service, has cost it £5.2 billion a snip. For a global user base that tops 663 million people. Steve Ballmer's promising the future of real-time communications.
Phone calls.
Bad news on another takeover front. Twitter has taken over Twitbic. It's changed the terms and conditions so it can sell users' uploads without passing any of the money on. So next time you snap that breaking news picture, may we suggest YFrog and a quick call to the sun to cash in yourself.
You know what? I wrote YFrog, and it since has emerged that YFrog has exactly the same, not the same wording, but a very similar provision. They can flog your stuff as well.
Wow.
I don't think Twitter owns TwitPic, does it?
I don't think it does. I
just
think that's
just a point
wrong.
Of order. You boobed, Dan.
Oh, that's another TwitPic one we can have.
Because I read it, I was like, oh, maybe he is right. And then I was like, no.
No, it's complete rubbish. I thought that was the reason the terms and conditions changed.
No, they just changed their terms and conditions.
You know, Dan, there's this amazing thing called the internet where you can look stuff up and check facts. And,
anyway, look, the main point, apart from that, is that the only safe place for your pictures, it now seems, is Moby Picture. So I've been tweeting this all day.
Moby Picture.
Moby Picture. They're Dutch and they're cool.
Well, cool. The Dutch are very cool.
Yeah, they are cool. And they've specifically said, hey, you know, it's cool. We won't steal your photos.
It's cool. We're full of accents
it's fine.
Today.
It's fine, like, you know.
We don't mind what the pictures are of.
Yeah, sexy pictures, whatever you like.
You want to take a nice picture of your girlfriend? Maybe your boyfriend, if you like that kind of thing?
Maybe you have both. Kind of I accent, don't care, you know.
I'm getting to Brooklyn now.
There we are. Sorry to all our Dutch listeners. I'm very, very sorry about that. Time to see what you've been tweeting to at t3.com.
Yes. On PSN, Saad Wallin says, is this true? PSN won't be back until May the 31st.
Question mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
Yes, that is true, Sarge. Yes, we just said just then.
In the news, our news is very factual. As I think we've established.
Yeah, the next guy tweeted, say, is it true that Twitter have taken over TwitPic? No, it's not.
No, that's not actually a tweet.
It's going to happen next week, and I'm going to be like, see?
What does this one mean? And then, oh, I see. So Richie Gregory tweets, mother lovers. Or words to that effect.
Yeah, that wasn't quite what he said.
Okay. What did he say? Father lovers.
No, don't say it.
Please, Duncan, not this time.
My tweet
don't
is
make
from
a scene.
Ree.
S. Thomason. Skype. It was nice while it was free.
Everyone's assuming so Microsoft's going to charge.
I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either. They're going to plummet into Windows Phone 7 and do all sorts of crazy stuff, but they're not going to charge.
Crazy Dutch stuff.
Crazy Dutch stuff, you know. And they're not going to charge, are they? I mean, Skype.
I couldn't rule it out, but I wouldn't assume.
Yeah, but Skype already has its premium services, you know, Skype in and all that kind of business. So
there'd be no point in buying it unless
carry on doing that. But that's not where the money lies, I don't think. The money will lie in putting services into Windows Phone 7.
I think if like a high tech company can find a way that people can talk to each other through some sort of device when they're not in the same room as each other, if they could do that, and then if maybe they could do it without even needing wires, am I crazy to dream that dream? That would be incredible.
You dream that dream, Dung.
Maybe they through the cloud it could happen.
I dreamed a dream that... Yes, exactly. Quite a few of you worried about the lateness of last week's podcast,
sorry,
including Big Stew 84 and Someone's No One, who, quote, hates missing my weekly dose. It's not medication.
And what about
Someone's
the podcast?
No, hey, relief all round, though, when it finally went up. Mark D 86. The podcast is back! I can block out the commute tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, the agony of the commute. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry about that. It was because my internet at home, Sky, is shonk.
So. The Duke of Peckham's also tweeted me directly to ask
the
what
Duke of Peckham.
The Duke of Peckham. I imagine that's his actual title.
Is that Lord Otter under a new pseudonym?
Asking what time the podcast will go live. I kind of said, you know, Friday-ish. I don't know.
It is usually Friday after lunchtime.
Okay. After a liquid lunch, the podcast is uploaded.
I like that nobody complained that the sound was really weird and we kept on talking over the top of each other all the way through last week's one. Nobody cares about that.
That's just normal.
Just the lateness.
That's a given. That's a given. Anyway, what have we got for our gadget of the week?
Well, I have... What? Did you
I said
say
thump,
nothing?
Thumping.
You had nothing. Like, I have.
Oh.
It is the brand new Samsung Galaxy 10.1.
Ah.
It is in the building. I have played with it. But, breaking news.
What?
The camera has dropped from 8 megapixel to 3.2.
What? Why?
Because it's thinner, isn't it?
Yeah,
they've made it thinner.
It's like it's thinner now than an iPad. It's white in the back. They showed it at the Google I/O.
Because we all saw the when it launched in a Mobile World Congress that and Motorola's and they were kind of like they were fine. We were like
yeah.
And we didn't think of them as chunky.
No.
And then the iPad 2 came out. Look at these fat wasters.
The guy from Samsung, I don't know if he was their head of tablets or the head of the entire thing, but he literally said, "Oh, we didn't think the iPad 2 was going to be like this. We're going to go away and redo our tablet," which I thought was very.
What were they thinking?
I wouldn't announce that personally.
Have they just got a rubbish espionage unit? Surely they've.
But
they
it looks.
Have...
It's exactly the same. Obviously, it's taller. It's still got the 10.1.
Yeah.
It's got.
So they've slimmed it down.
Slimmed it down.
It's exactly the same but
dropped.
Thinner. That's what we're saying.
Okay.
And the camera has dropped.
Well, there's less
massively.
Room for megapixels.
To be honest,
you have to push the megapixels in.
Who's buying it?
Why didn't they just keep them in the cloud?
Yeah.
Good idea. Blue skies thinking. Or cloudy thinking.
Who's honestly. Buying a tablet for a camera.
No, I know. It's not
really
a thing.
Doing that, are you?
Well, I don't know, because everybody always said they wanted one. Because when there wasn't one on the iPad, everybody's like, why hasn't he got a camera?
I just think
yeah,
so
you want one for Skype and things like that.
The front camera.
You don't
camera.
Want to take, you're not, yeah. you know, you're not taking your wedding pictures on it, are you?
No.
Well, not.
You could, I guess. That would be a bit odd.
I took a load of pictures.
I've just been thinking how you could have a cloud-based camera service. you could tap into all CCTV cameras and just use the one nearest to you.
That'd be great. Yeah. Perfect for weddings.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant.
Fantastic. But yeah, so
I'm going to suggest that to Apple. And if they don't take it, Google will.
Okay. Google probably would. That's the kind of thing. They probably have bought up all the CCTV footage in the world already. Haven't they?
Probably. Yeah. All their street view.
They're just sitting there watching it, knocking one out.
Unnecessary.
Wrong.
Yeah, so there's a hands-on and pictures online. And there'll be video on Monday.
Hey, excellent. Come on. There we go.
Excellent awkward silence. Dan to press the button.
Just had to wake up the soundboard then and kind of turn the handle. Anyway, if you didn't see this week's Apprentice and you are planning on, you can turn off now. You have our permission because that's all we're going to do now till the end of the podcast. But this, if you didn't watch it and you don't care one hoot, is what,
get on with it.
Is what you missed.
Your next task is all about technology, something which I know a thing or two about. You're going to be working in a market that has exploded over the past couple of years.
Mobile phone applications, better known as apps.
Oh, that's what they are.
I want you to develop a new app, and your one has got to be world class.
You're going global on this one.
Oh, you're going global.
That was the wild excitement on learning about that task. So did you watch this?
Hold on,
I'll ask you that question again. Did you watch this? Tell me, Ree.
I did.
Oh, okay. I was just building up the suspense. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna have this throughout.
No.
Well, Lord Maudsley, I felt that Ree failed the task.
Yeah.
Really, by not watching it. No, I watched it.
So you both watched it.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Good. All right. Well, we'll recap, shall we? Because, they basically had to design an app, all right, and get it out there and then get it downloaded. So this is how the boys got on.
I've got one. Sorry, I've just fired one up. What about regional accent insults? So, like, you mug from a Cockney, something from a Scouser, something from a Londoner, a Northerner, everything like that. You just push a button and press, you mug, or like, you schlag.
I came up with the idea.
You schlag.
Simple, cheeky, easy little app for people to have a bit of fun with.
An easy, cheeky little app for people to have some fun with. So they came up with Slangutang. Okay.
What is that name?
Now, sadly, you can't download these anymore. But I have I've established a sort of a prototype version of Slangutang here. And I've loaded up the Welsh version.
Yeah.
I thought, obviously, you'd appreciate that.
I did. Yeah,
Ree.
I did.
I've got four options here. Which one do you want?
Can I go for option... Am I doing A, B and C? Let's go for option B.
B, okay, here we go.
I absolutely love rugby.
it's pretty... Do you like rugby?
Standard, I do like rugby.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Right. Another one then?
That is pretty insulting.
Let's go for C.
C, all right.
Absolutely wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
You say that all the time, don't you?
It's fine. Where's the sheep one? Probably at D.
I don't know. I think they may have got rid of that one, yeah. Let's see.
I was just passing through the valley.
Valley. No, you see, no. It doesn't quite clinch it with the stereotype there.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, no. They did have a sheep one, but they rejected
it. Yeah, they were like, what was it? Walking through the valley with my sheep.
It was, it wasn't even that, it wasn't like I'm off to, do rude stuff to a sheep. It wasn't anything like that.
I'm going to have sex with a sheep.
Yeah, that would have been a bit more to
the
point.
That was Indian.
It was a bit.
That is quite offensive to Indian people, to be honest.
Yeah, they don't do that.
My favourite thing about it was on the team, they've got an actual person from Liverpool.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
But they didn't get him to do the Scouse accent.
No.
They decided that it was like the guy from London
I've got one of the Scouse.
Or maybe the Irish one.
I've got one of the Scouse ones. This is one they did reject, thankfully.
Hey, mate, how's your wife and my kids?
Oh, yeah.
That's, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nice. That time.
Hey, mate,
How's your wife and my kids?
It's kind of a social comment.
They don't really talk like that in Liverpool, anyway.
No. No.
Did you do that?
Very much. Okay, so that was the boys with Slangutang. The girls then. This was their idea.
Have you ever seen something really, really simple where it's just a sound, and when you press a button, it comes up with a sound, and it's an application to annoy your friends, to annoy your family, to annoy people with.
Lovely. Let's have a name.
Is a reasonable name. Just come up with it. Yeah. As in amp.
Ampy apps.
Ampy apps. Sounds like a plan.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It sounds rubbish.
That woman was like, ampy apps.
The woman said something like, oh, it's a play on words. And I was like, what is it a play on words on? Like
Amplifier.
Because I thought maybe it was ambience.
That would get,
which doesn't really work. But then it wasn't ambi apps, it was ampy apps. So it wasn't a play on ambience.
It was rubbish. But it's just, totally off the top of my head, just come up with this. Ampy apps, brilliant. Okay, let's move on. What? It's
really?
Rubbish. It's terrible.
There's no discussion over that, how bad that name is.
At least Slangutang had a kind of...
The best one was when they were like, so there's a picture of an elephant. Is there an elephant sound?
Oh, yeah.
No,
we haven't got that. Because they weren't actually getting like animals and recording them.
No, they were just going, moo.
I can do that. I don't need an app for that. Yeah. So anyway, all right, well, let's try out Ampy apps then. So here we go. This is one of the annoying sounds.
Will you shut up, bud? I'm so sick of it. You're
absolutely. Sounds like your office.
Whatever.
You see, that just sounds like the girls' teams on The Apprentice every week.
That's true. That sounds like a training session we were having upstairs. Yeah.
It sounds like the podcast.
So that was one of their annoying sounds. This is one of their very authentic animal sounds.
Meow. Meow. What kind of cat is that?
I thought it was an owl.
I was editing these sounds yesterday with Doris the greyhound next to me. She was looking at me going, are you making that sound? She had this kind of angled look to her head. The ears were up, but she was like, because that's a really rubbish cat, you know. It was like
you trying to annoy me with the cat.
What are you doing there?
It'd be funny if it reacted like started running around looking for the cat.
Attack.
Where's the cat?
But I don't understand why we'd go, oh, do you know what? Let's put this cat noise on.
Annoying sounds were kind of like, okay, I can understand why 12-year-olds might be interested in that. But yeah, and
the animal noise. I think inspiration ran noises. Out. Yeah, basically.
What was it?
It was only like 9 sounds. That was it.
It was the world's most rubbish soundboard app.
Well, that's, I mean, because that's the thing, because it's like, but it shows what people will buy, doesn't it?
Well,
I mean,
no one bought it. No one bought it because it was given away for free.
Okay,
but this is, do you want, you know that you watched it, the results. So, if you're still listening and you really want to watch the programme, this is where we're going to reveal the result. But
look away now.
The girls won.
Yeah.
With that.
Because the reason I think they won is because the description was really good. Because it said, for the prankster within you. People on the ass are like, oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Also, it's international because it's nobody overseas cares a toss about what a Scouse accent sounds like.
Because the three sites they went on, there was Pocket Lint, which is very UK, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's the one the boys got featured on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was another
one. TechCrunch was very US.
Is that right? Right.
Well, no, this was TechCrunch Europe. Though.
Oh, was it?
TechCrunch Europe. Okay. But again, an accent, like, why is someone in Germany going to be at all interested in...
I do love being on the farm.
You know, they're not into that.
They want the German equivalent of that with somebody doing an amusing Turkish accent.
They want Dan doing the Dutch.
They want crazy Dutch, you know? Epic fail there. And then the girls...
The skulls of Nick Smith's tires!
They're like, what? You know?
What's that?
That was me doing skulls.
Yeah, exactly.
The bloody skulls of Nick Smith's tires!
But the girls got onto Wired, which is... I don't know whether it was Wired.co.uk or Wired.com. It was it. Okay. Which is national.
But I think the guy just took like an instant dislike because he thought the app was racist.
Yeah.
Was like,
it really was. Like, honestly. That, yeah. It's not that bad. I mean,
I think he took an instant dislike to the people, which is entirely understandable.
Yes, that is true. He was being a bit of an ass.
Yeah,
arse,
he was, wasn't he?
But
they're
Condé Nast, aren't they?
Condé Nast. It rhymes with condescending.
They're a bit.
If Alan Sugar's listening to this, why do they not come here?
If either of these bunches of idiots wanted, you know, real, exposure, they should have come
to
TPD.
It did occur to me because we have the app chart. There was a lot of fit. with
but I think because we've peeved Alan Sugar off before.
Oh really? There we go.
Because we did that thing where we like called him up for saying that the iPod was never gonna last.
Oh, that's
and
true.
Then
yeah.
It went on Have I Got News for You, and then he tried to sue us. It was all a bit
really?
Embarrassing.
But it's also, I mean, yeah. We don't have really terrible haircuts and sort of
that's true.
Look really awkward while sitting at a desk, yeah. Like the people from Pocket Lint and TechCrunch appear to do.
It was a bit
sort
strange.
Of, kind of sitting there with their arms really close to their bodies, pretending to shuffle some paper.
So the girls won. They got 10,000 downloads as opposed to the boys with 4,000. They really.
It's depressing, isn't it? Because I mean, the boys' one was utter shit. But it had a little tiny bit of thought go into it, and it had a sort of concept. Whereas the girls. It was like sort of beyond shit, but because it was universal shit and not kind of specifically British.
I think there's
shit,
a lesson in there for us all.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
How can we really dumb this podcast down to the point where it appeals to everybody?
Yeah. We need to make universal shit.
Yeah, we just sit here talking about Jordan or something. But then a lot of people don't like Jordan, so we talk about what everybody likes dogs and cats.
We could just sit here making noises. Meow. Meow.
But not accents. Because in this podcast we have done accents by and large, but we haven't really made. We have to rectify that now.
Some animal noises.
Special section of animal noises.
Okay, and now time for some animal noises with Duncan. That's exceptional. There'll be a new one every week. But that is all about that's about all we have time for this week, sadly. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad, and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast. Meow.